I want everybody right now to close their eyes if you can't go to sleep, and this is a tough time of the afternoon to do this. Everybody close your eyes? All right, dangerous. I want all of you to imagine a charity. And I'm going to ask you right now to imagine a homeless shelter for today's example. I want you to imagine a homeless shelter that has absolutely a beautiful surroundings, clean, bright, full of life, an abundance of volunteers, an abundance of beds that anybody who needed a bed could come in, an abundance of health care that anybody who had a health condition could walk in the door, anybody who needed counseling to help them with any situation they were in, anybody who needed to find housing, there was a full-time housing department that would help them find a home. Anybody who needed a pair of shoes, a pair of boots, a tube of toothpaste, a clean pair of underwear, anything at all, it was there. And a shelter that only had to look after, hopefully, people for a very short period of time, because the goal was to get them housing, which there was lots of housing available. Would this not be beautiful? This is what Give Back Where You Live is all about. My vision is that in 20 years from now, every business owner in the country will embrace Give Back Where You Live. It's a shift in thinking from business leaders that must happen. Not-for-profit sectors of any type are in trouble. They don't have enough funding, they don't have enough volunteers, they don't have enough resources. But business people, like myself and you, we've got lots of intelligence. We've got lots of smarts. We know how to run businesses, and we know how to make money and make things long-term sustainable. So what Project Give Back Where You Live is all about is about taking this business acumen and marrying it with the not-for-profit sector and making a shift in society. Now, it's going to take, I'm giving myself 20 years to do this, but just think about it. Next time you go into a job interview and they give you the position of your dreams, they say, congratulations, here's your salary, here's how many sick days you have, here's your benefits, and by the way, we're going to give you one Give Back Where You Live day for every month of the year. That's 12 days. And as your boss, I'm going to pay for you to do that charity work. And the cool thing is, you're going to do that work in any charity in your community of your choice. Not my choice, because I'm your boss. Not the chair of board's choice, because that's what they chose to support this year. But of your choice. Something that you're passionate about. The only catch is that you have to take your business smarts, or what you're an expert in, and apply that skill set to your choice of charity. Now, can you all imagine what a difference that would make to the not-for-profits across our country? It doesn't matter if you're in Canada, United States, or anywhere in the world. Imagine if someone was in marketing and they had a passion for animals and they chose the Humane Society. And they got involved and they got to create the new logo for the Humane Society that they used in all of their marketing materials for the next 5 years. Can you imagine at Thanksgiving them coming home and telling their family members how awesome it was that that logo they're seeing everywhere was because of their hard work and their volunteerism? And that the coolest thing is, their boss paid for them to do it. That feeling of awesomeness is what we need to bring together and connect both sectors. Now, this idea that we've come up with has gotten a lot of interest in the community, and I'm from Canada. It's all about corporate social responsibility. Everyone's talking about it. But in the business community, in the HR communities, the big challenge out there is, how do we do it? How do we engage all of the employees out there? Everyone's talking about business leaders. How do we do it? We're going to be giving. We're going to write a check. We're going to have a cause. But it's not enough. Employees want to be engaged from the heart. They want to be attached. They want to be made. They're feeling good, making a contribution, and making a difference. Not just showing up somewhere and packing boxes at a local food bank. People are demanding more. And as employers and business leaders, I command you to give them more. Now, we need to turn our charitable sector into thriving businesses that hopefully can be put out of business in a lot of cases, especially in the homeless sector. But we need to take our business acumen and our intelligence and bring it to the sector and elevate them so that they will thrive and not just survive, that they will be innovators in their communities and solve problems that they could never even think about before because they were sort of struggling on just trying to keep the doors open and finding volunteers and finding funding. And then the alleviation of the pressure on our governments to fund all of these people. Because we have all the answers in our countries. We have the most intelligent people in North America. We're just not leveraging that intelligence in the right way. So really, it's just a tweak. The other side of Give Back Where You Live starts at a young age, because I was brought up in a family that was charitable, but not everybody was. So the part of it is bringing it into our education stream and around grade 2 or 3 and bringing it into the curriculum and teaching Give Back Where You Live days. Give Back Where You Live is a philosophy to our children. So when they get out of school, they just command it from their employers, or they start off as entrepreneurs who create companies like this. And while they're learning, they're bringing it home to their families and they're teaching their families what it means to be charitable in their own way of their own kind. The win-win for all of us is healthier communities, stable environments, as an employer, wonderful, appreciative employees, and quite frankly, profitability, and there's nothing wrong with that. You see, I'm just not managing Give Back Where You Live or founded it, I'm living it. I founded a company called The Bargains Group in Toronto. We're a national wholesaler of 24 years. And 14 years ago, we started our first Give Back Where You Live project called Project Water. On July 5th this year, we'll give out over 300,000 bottles of water to over 160 shelters. And when you're having a heat alert like there is today in Toronto, people like Anne Marie have taught me that 3 days without water, you'll die of dehydration in our streets. 3 days. And I'm just a business person who thought that was wrong. And I reached out to people I knew in the beverage industry and said, we got a problem here, I need your help. And we closed down our company for an entire day in July every year. We bring in lots of cool people, law firms, media, all sorts of different companies, and we say, come on board and pack up trucks, sweat it out, load these vehicles. But know that every time in July, August, and September when there's a heat alert, you probably save someone's life by loading that water bottle into that shelter. That's one project. Project Winter Survival is the same concept, but winter survival kits. And for those of you who have been to Toronto, it's a little cold in the winter. And we build survival kits and give them out. But we're not just building kits. We're educating about empathy on homelessness and how we can make a difference. My employees have been paid from day one. They run all of these projects in their work hours. They stay with me for a long time. They want to work for a company like me, and they tell their friends. We get lots of media, and we're a very profitable company. And I can now officially call myself a social entrepreneur. Before that, I couldn't talk about it. So I encourage all of you, as business leaders, give back where you live, watch over the next 20 years, and if you can help us build this evolution, we need your help. Because giving back makes great business sense.